A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Friday, October the 28th, 2022. I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Tonight on Live Talk, we're speaking about the ZANU-PF Congress taking place in Harare. Speaking at the Congress, ZANU-PF Deputy President Constantine Chiwenga today said no elections for President and First Secretary of the party will be done because all ZANU-PF structures endorsed the current incumbent, Mr. Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa. He will be in this role for the next 5 years. Nasi mshirongwa tirikutarisa zviri kubuda kuCongress yeZANU-PF uko Tanzwa mutevedzeri wemutungamiri webato iri vaConstantino Chiwenga vachiudza musangano uyu kuti sarudzo dzekutsvaga mutungamiri webato ravo hadzisi kuitwa nekuti mapazi ose eZANU-PF akatsigira mutungamiri webato iri vaEmmerson Mnangagwa kuti varambe vari panyanga kwemakore mashanu.
Upper middle income economy by 2030. That vision is very clear about taking everyone on board and without leaving anyone or any place behind. It is a vision that has received international acclaim. It is realistic and achievable. Indeed, it is what Zimbabwe needs. The achievement of that vision is anchored by his robust strategic policy that started with the transitional stabilization program up to December 2020, followed by the currently running National Development Strategy 1 and its sequel National Development Strategy 2, which will run from 2026 to 2030. It is therefore only logical that we do the right thing and pledge our total commitment to remain fully behind our God-given leader, the President and First Secretary of our party, Zambia. His Excellency, Congress Dr. Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa.
That there was ZANU-PF Deputy President Constantine Chiwenga speaking at the ZANU-PF Congress. There was jubilation and singing at the Congress after Mr. Chiwenga had announced that Mr. Mnangagwa was not to be contested. Vachitaurawo pamusangano uyu nhasi kuCongress vaMnangagwa vapanhoroondo yezvakaitwa nebato ravo munyika. Ngatinzwei zvavanga vachitaura.
The growth of the party among the diaspora community is equally noted. Meanwhile, let us also continue welcoming many comrades coming home to ZANU-PF from the opposition. To come back to rulers. As we hear other political parties inviting them to come back, we will not do that. We continue to handle our affairs with maturity as an organized, tried, and tested revolutionary party of Zambia. This Congress, therefore, will have definite outcomes which will place our party in readiness for the 2023 harmonized general elections under Zanu-PF. Zimbabwe is in safe hands under Zanu-PF.
Apo tanga tiri kunzwa vamunangagwa vachitaura ivo vari kuCongress yavo iri kuitwa muHarare. Zvimwe zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvinotsigira bato reZANU-PF zviri kunze kwenyika zviri kupindawo pamusangano uyu. Mumwe weavo vari pamusangano uyu ndevamasimba Mavaza vanogara kuBritain. Regai tinzwe hurukuro yavaita nemutori wedu wenhau Godwin Mangunja.
Zvifamba zvakanaka chaizvo ine rifamba mugwara. Congress inongoratidza kuti bato reZANU-PF kana bato rinenge chita Congress riri kutedzera zvarakatarirwa nebumbiro remutemo yavo. Saka Congress yakamba zvakanaka, uye zvino Congress mutaona mutungamiriri webato reZANU-PF vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vachitsigirwa nekusarudzwa nekugadzwa kuti varambe vari mutungamiriri webato reZANU-PF mamwe makore mashanu ari kuuya. Ende vasarudzwa kuti vaiswa sedombo parekeni kuti vakapfurirwa mukati ma2023 kuti vachitanga basa rekugadzirira masarudzo a2023 nekuti ndovanenge vakamirira bato reZANU-PF 2023. Zvakare vamunangagwa vataurawo nesu vakati pano paCongress ZANU-PF nehurumende yayo iri kuita zvidavada zvakanyanya kunaka chisioneko mhandara wamai migwagwa iri kugadzirwa, mabhazi ari kutengwa matsva, matambudziko atanga tinawo ari kugadziriswa. Zvoreva izvo kuti zvaakuitika muZimbabwe kunyange tiri pasi takatarirwa mirayiro yeupfumi kana zvirango zveupfumi, tiri kuvaka nyika chidhinha chimwe nechimwe ichivakwa nevene vayo ichivakwa nemari yedu. Hatina chikwereti chatakatora chekuvaka Zimbabwe iko zvino. Saka zvinhu zvinodadisa kuti kunyange takabvimirwa, takatsikwa pahuro, tiri kugona kufema nekubudirira yatingati economical development. Vataura nenyaya yepfumvudza nenyaya yekuti zvinoshandiswa mupfumvudza zvaakunzi vanhu vapihwe pane nguva kuti dambudziko chirongwa ichocho chisazowira pasi asi chienderere mberi.
That there was a ZANU-PF member, Masimba Mavaza, who is based in the United Kingdom, but who's also attending the Congress in Harare. Now, let's take a short break. Please don't go away. We'll be right back.
Research is on for Africa's the best and brightest minds in finance, cybersecurity, technology, and anything digital. Making social impact through cutting-edge technologies, innovation, and creativity in Africa. Out of 17,000 candidates from 50 countries in North, Central, East, West, and Southern Africa, only three will be selected from the top 10 continental finalists from Egypt, Nigeria, Ghana, Zimbabwe, Kenya, and Cameroon. Join the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and its prestigious partners, including the Voice of America, when the three finalists are featured at the U.S. Africa Leaders Summit in December 2022 in Washington. Stay tuned.
Interesting contest there. For those that have just joined us, please note that we are live streaming on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. The interim leader of the Citizens Coalition for Change, Mr. Nelson Chamisa, was yesterday denied access to visit jailed opposition lawmaker Honorable Job Sikala and other party members at Chikurubi Maximum Remand Prison.
Colleagues, it's very sad and regrettable that we had come to see visit our colleagues, honorable members of parliament, honorable Job Sikala, and honorable Stolle. But it's so disheartening to note that just after we had been made to wait for about 3 hours, we were then told that we can now enter. Upon entering, we were then invited at the office, to the office of the officer in charge. The officer in charge of the prisons, Mr. Ukurume, indicated to us that it's unfortunate that we are not able to see Honorable Job Sikala and the other Nyatsime colleagues, our citizen heroes, because the Minister of Justice has instructed that we can't see them. We were surprised because they stood us up for almost like 2 or 3 hours, and I'm sure you can bear witness and testimony to that. But all of a sudden, they said we have received an instruction in the phone call that you can't see all your colleagues. So we're not able to see them. It is an embarrassment. It is harassment. It is unacceptable that you have this kind of abuse of the law. Apart from just being an ordinary citizen, I'm also a practicing lawyer. And I have every right to see any client, if need be. They throw away all those considerations to just make it a humiliating act as it has happened. Very unfortunate. We'll fight this. And we obviously continue to wish our colleagues well. They deserve our solidarity. They deserve our warmth. And we continue to provide that in different ways and mechanisms.
That there was the interim president of the Citizens Coalition for Change, Mr. Nelson Chamisa, speaking outside Chikurubi prison. For perspective, we are now joined by Mr. Sylvester Taruinga of the Citizens Coalition for Change and Dan Moyo via Skype, who is a political analyst. I'll start with you, Mr. Moyo. We've seen so many developments coming out of Zimbabwe at the moment. There is still the ZANU-PF Congress going on, and we saw yesterday the interim leader of the CCC being denied access to see Mr. Sikala. Can you give us your comment? You can start in Isindebele, please.
Yeah, well, kuyacaca ukuthi ilizwe lakithi eZimbabwe lisasekhatshana ekuthini kube le ntuthuko. Ngoba lokho esikubona kusenzeka, siqala khona kuZANU-PF ma siyikhangela iCongress yabo. U-Vice President uChiwenga, wokuqala kumele sikhumbule ukuthi uChiwenga nguye wafaka uMnangagwa ukuthi abe ngumongameli welizwe ngekhuwa abayenzayo over umgaqo. So lana sibona ubhosi kaMnangagwa uChiwenga onguvayisi wakhe kwamanje emendoza ukuthi umsebenzi awenzayo muhle kakhulu, into abamfakela yona inhle kakhulu. But masikhangela ilizwe akulantuthuko khona. I-unemployment rate khona manje is still over 90%. Imigwaqo lokhu igcwele amapotholo. Izibhedlela akulamithi, abantu lokhu kumele betshele ukuthi ma ugula usiya ku-operation ukuye uphethe imithi yakho. Isikolo masikhangela amatitsha abaholi, ungakhangela izimali ezikolwa ngama-civil servants. So konke khona lokhu esikubona kusenzeka kushuthi ngezinye indlela yikho okufunwa yizani, yikho okufunwa ngakochiwenga, yikho abakukhiphela umgabe kuphawa khona lokhu. Ngoba bona phezulu le bodwa bayadla kodwa izakhamizi ziyalamba. So yes, bekufanele ukuthi Chiwenga am-endoze uMnangagwa, ngoba yisikimu sabo, into abayiqala bonke vele the time lisenza ikhulu. So also Kubera, for another 5 years, the constitution in Zimbabwe now it you can only be president for only 10 years. So also Kubera, for another 5 years, Umnangako. Then obviously Chiwenga is expecting to take it over. We should do the whole lot. The Daniel Abanbagi it is the whole also Kubera for his catastrophe report. To English on that, Marvin.
Yes, you can go ahead and just say in English, and then we'll go to Mr. Taruhinga.
Yeah. So what I'm basically saying, I was talking, referring to the ZANU-PF Congress, that we heard from Vice President Chiwenga praising Mnangagwa, endorsing him for next year's elections. So simply it's a continuation of the same for the people of Zimbabwe. Remember, Chiwenga and the army, and the military are the ones who put Mnangagwa into power through the coup. That took out Mugabe. So to see Chiwenga now, who literally we can say is Mnangagwa's boss because he's the one who put him there. But to see him now endorsing Mnangagwa, saying that he's doing a good job, while when we look at what's happening on the ground, unemployment rate is still 90%. There are no jobs in Zimbabwe. When you look at what's happening with the roads, the infrastructure, portals everywhere, when you look at what's happening with hospitals, there are no medicines there. When you are sick, you are told that you need to bring your own medicines to the hospital. When you look at education, you look at teachers, you look at workers, civil servants, they are being paid peanuts, they can't even afford. You look at school fees are high. So the life is very hard for the ordinary Zimbabwean. Yet the people in ZANU-PF, the cartel themselves, they are eating large, they are living large. Hence the need for Chiwenga to endorse Mnangagwa, because to them it's one team playing together, the same game, to continue suppressing the people of Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Regatimbo Tambira, Eva Sylvester Taruhinga, Tunokchinga Mizanya Mufaro Panapashirongwa Chedu.
Hello.
Tunokchinga Mizanya Mufaro Vataruhinga.
Aiwa, tinotenda tete marvelous.
Vataruhinga, tinoona mutungamiri webato renyu va Nelson Chamisa neZuro vakawanikwa iwo vachinyimwa mvumo yekuti vapinde muchikurubhi maximum prison vachinoona vamwe nengo dzebato renyu vakadai sava Job Sikala nevamwe. Imi munotii nezviri kuitika izvi?
Tete marvelous, izvi hazvimbofa zvakatishamisa nekuti this regime haisi da kuona budiriro neshanduko ichange ichiitika muZimbabwe. Saka varipo pakudzvanyirira. Vakasungwa vana Job Sikala vari kuziva kuti they are so vocal, and vakavarilisa they are going to be more vocal and inspire more people to speak out. Because Mr. Job Sikala can speak out, can speak his mind. And I think Mr. Mnangagwa knows that. And it's very unfortunate kuti vanorambidza our president to visit his fellow colleagues. It's unconstitutional. So zvinova zvinhu zviri kutishungurudza. And the reason why Mr. Job Sikala has been in incarceration for more than 120 days. Atisiku ziyakuti, what's the reason behind it? Because it's his constitutional right to have bail. And then he can be tried whilst he's coming out from home. But the regime has decided no, to incarcerate Mr. Sikala in prison.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Vataruhinga. Tinoona nhasi zviri kubuda kubva kubato reZANU-PF ramuri kukwikwidzana naro nemamwewo mapato musarudzo dzinouya. Tiri kunzwa kuti nhasi vachiwenga vawanikwa vachitaura pamberi pegungano iri kuti ivo mapato nemaogani zviri kuvati vabvumirana kuti vamunangagwa ndo vachange vachikwikwidza mumakore mashanu anotevera. Imi mutungamiri wenyu vachamisa vatotanga here kugadzirira zvo zvinouya, uyezve munotambira sei kuti vamunangagwa ndo vachange vakamirira ZANU-PF?
Sezvamunoziva, ZANU-PF, they are fighting from all angles. kuti triple C ive inaita mastructures avari kuda vakamirira. Why are they so interested in our structures? It's our party. Let it be as it is. We as citizens, we are happy with what's happening now. We are not going to tell them what's going to happen before the elections. They want to be surprised. Because ivo vakada kutanga ku announce ma structures edu, they are going to put their people there. As the triple C, but vasiri ve triple C. So now they are so worried. What is triple C planning? What are their plans? They don't know our plans. We, you know, zvedu takavharira. And patichazo zviburisa, they will be surprised. Like what we did when triple C was formed. They were actually surprised. They didn't know that triple C was coming, but they were surprised. So that's the same we are going to do as well.
Thank you so much. Please stay on the line. Let me switch over to Mr. Dan Moyo. Vamoyo, you're hearing what Mr. Taruinga of the Citizens Coalition for Change is saying. We've had ZANU-PF openly saying, why are there no structures in the CCC? As a political analyst yourself, what's your view? We also saw today the vice president for ZANU-PF, Mr. Constantine Chiwenga, saying that they've agreed, the organs and also the members, that Mr. Mnangagwa will stand for the next 5 years. How is this going to be received, do you think, on the political landscape?
Well, let me try and talk first about Jobs Kala's incarceration, because I think that's very important. And the other comrades there, the Nyatsime 16 and others who are locked up at Chikurupi. What we are seeing there is very regrettable. Because right now the talk of human rights violations and abuse of power by ZANU-PF against opposition members is something that is so big. Yesterday, the House of Lords in the United Kingdom, they held a whole session discussing the situation in Zimbabwe. What this tells the world is that Zimbabwe is now a pariah state where there's no longer rule of law. There's now almost like rule of the jungle, the way ZANU-PF is going about incarcerating people for their political views. And also the denial of Nelson Chamisa to visit is also very regrettable, because all these things fit into the very narrative that the West has been saying about violation of human rights in Zimbabwe, which is a condition of the sanctions that ZANU-PF, on the other hand, keeps saying that they need to be removed. But yet they are not showing any inch of progress towards doing anything that's positive that can lead to those sanctions being removed. I think that's very important. As for Triple C, their formation and their clandestine operations which they don't want to be revealed. I think it's their right if they choose to go that way, but they need to be careful, in my opinion, because
why?
When you talk politics, you talk of collective decisions. So when you don't have a structure, I mean, you don't have to announce it, but within yourself as an organization, I think you need to have a structure in place. So that there can be continuity to start off with if, for instance, something happened to the leader. Because this is an organization, it's not a one-man front thing. So I think even though they are not announcing who the structures are internally, I hope they do have structures, because that concerns me for an organization to operate like that.
If you can maybe just go into Ndebele, especially commenting on Mr. Nelson Chamisa not being given access to see Mr. Job Sikala in prison, in Ndebele.
Yeah, Job Sikala labanye vakapa valelo echikurupi lutavo lukulu kakhulu ngoba lutengisa ukunga iZANU-PF ukungafuni kwayo ukuthi kube le open political discourse eZimbabwe lapho ama opposition parties are lelungelo labo lokupractice freedom of speech babe khuluma. So uSikhala, according to us, is being illegally uvalelwe kungekho emthethweni, even though izane yona izothi it has nothing to do with the politics. It's clear ukuthi it has everything to do with the politics ngoba uSikhala ngabe siwanikezwe ibheyili yakhe, which is due process eyenzakalayo ma ubetheswe icala before we were with trials. And uSikhala has not been, been denied, in fact, ama civil rights act. And then uqhubekeni ukuthi izanu izinto lezi ezenzayo ma ikhuluma ngama sanctions, ithi yona ama sanctions are illegal, kodwa ama sanctions ayacaca ukuthi i-human rights violation ukungaphathi kahle kwama-citizens is part of the reason why kulama-sanctions. And then ma isenza lokhu ekwenza izano kokuvalelwa uSikhala ngendlela enza ngakhona, lokwalisa abavakashi abafana no-Nelson Chamisa since lapho esithi uyababona walisa ukungena, konke khona lokhu kutshengisa ukuthi ama-sanctions aqinisekile ma isithi kule-violation of human rights. And therefore, izano uma ukuthi serious ngokuthi ama-sanctions aphume, izinto ezifana nalezi zingcolisa ilizwe kakhulu.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, and would also like to let our followers who are following us on all our Facebook platforms that yes, we are trying to call you so you can be live on the show, but while we are waiting for our valued customer, valued clients and those that follow us to call in, let's go to Mr. Taruhinga. Mr. Taruhinga, tombo otari sakuti saruzo ziriko goreri no uya pane jamuru kuita ere taona kuzano PF Congress kuvanga vari kutaura ivo vachiti vari kurecognize kuti vane mastructure ari kunze kwenyika ediaspora bato ravo. Tanzawo zvakare vamoyo vanga vari kuti nyaya yekushaya mastructure iyi inogona kuzokonzeresa mune ramangwana. Imi seccc munoti
aiwa tinotenda tete. People see at the moment we have got interesting structures aripo. Saka Zanu PF mustn't be worried about.
Mr. Taruhinga, if I can just interject, please stay on the line. We've got a live caller. Hello, caller, makadi enyu.
Dinani makadi enyu, swifi.
Ai watiri, wadi tulikutaura nani muri kupi?
Tulikutaura muri kutaura na Love Mom Sutu ndiri ku South Africa.
Taura itinzwe.
Ah, Zanu PF yazvitadza zvachose mani dzinani dzipa chigaro iringotipedzera nguva tichada zvezano isusu.
Aha, makanyoresa kuvota here?
Ndakanyoresa kuvota.
Okay, mazwenya kupedzisira ndeyekuti chii?
Ndotomira navachamisa vadai zvaibvira kuti mhuri yese yeZimbabwe isapote vachamisa vapinde panyanga timboonawo zvinochinja kwete madhara aya. Madhara akura ngaende nezvinhu zvavo.
Aiwa, tinotenda kola muve nezuva rakanaka.
Atenda nemiwo muve nezuva rakanaka.
Thank you so much. Mr. Taruhinga, muri kunzwa mumwe mutsigiri wenyu uyo ari kutaura. Taurai tinzwe, endererai mberi takamirira kola kuti tiwane mamwe makola. Taura henyu.
Aiwa, tanga tichitaura nezvemastructure. Saka asi tataura tikati isusu, why are they so worried about our structures? Ivo ngava concentrate nezvavo. Emai vari kunyebera vanhu kuti they have made so much development in Zimbabwe. If you look at the health sector iri muZimbabwe right now, health sector yakatofa. There is no health sector. There is no transport. People are struggling even to move around the country. Hakuna transport. Vari kungonyeba kuti vari kuimporta mabhazi. Iye manje vari
Mr. Taruhinga, unfortunately, we don't have time on our side. Unfortunately, like in football, we would have had extra time, but we don't have extra time. And thank you also to Mr. Denmoyer, who was our guest here, and you, our followers. And that brings us to the end of our show. And I'm Marvelous Mflanga Nyahuye in Washington. Let's meet again on Monday from Washington, D.C. Have a very good night, Zimbabwe. We'll be right back.